67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the first week of April 2024. Should be feeling like spring, but not quite there yet, but we're sure it's right around the corner. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. We want to wish a very happy birthday to honorary board member Jim Tyson this past week. Jim turned 90 years old this past Wednesday. Jim has been an incredible influence for everyone here at Camp Courageous and also for people throughout the region. Jim oftentimes came down once a year with a truckload of things for the camp, and it was like Christmas here at Camp Courageous. And one time he even dressed up as a little bit like Santa. So he was our Santa Claus. We wish him once again a happy 90th. Also, a happy birthday to Camp Courageous camper Charlie Cummins on his 64th birthday, which was Friday. Charlie was son of Tate and Dottie Cummins, who were so instrumental on the start and the growth years of Camp Courageous. Celebrating Charlie's birthday has been an annual tradition. We do that with Bill Leitzenring down at the Oxshoke Inn in the Amanas, just as we did back with Tate and Dottie for many, many years. I was not able to attend Charlie's birthday as a result of one of our counselors, longtime activity specialist, huge advocate for Camp Courageous for over 40 years, Sue Chapman, passed away, and we had the celebration of her life here at Camp Courageous in Durgan Pavilion on Friday evening. Sue was an 81 graduate of Maquoketa Community Schools, came to Camp Courageous in 82, was a counselor, and worked off and on for years as a counselor and activity specialist, and eventually the volunteer nature director here at Camp Courageous, which was the position she was in when she passed from pancreatic cancer. Our sympathy goes out to her son, Zach, and their entire family. Just great, great people, and it was a wonderful celebration of Sue's life on Friday evening. This is a respite cure weekend at Camp Courageous. The campers were dropped off on Friday evening by their families, and they'll come back on Sunday and pick them up. The theme this week is Spring into Camp, and we're hoping that we're all springing into spring real soon. Campers coming out this week here at Camp Courageous for our day trips include campers from North Fayette, Sacred Heart, Center Point Urbana, Taft, Cedar Rapids, Marion, Strawberry Hill, Clayton Ridge, Iowa City Schools, and Mother Goose Preschool. A lot of activities going on this week, and these are all day trips. The travel campers last weekend headed to the Marcus Theaters in Cedar Rapids. We had a wonderful dinner and a great movie and a good time. Travel campers this week are heading out to San Diego for a fun time at the zoos, the ocean, and so much more. Incredible opportunity, and we're so happy for those campers and volunteers that are going with them to San Diego this week. A week from the Sunday, campers will be going to the Cinderella performance, so always something going and moving along with the Camp Courageous Travel Program. Next Saturday is Camp Preview Day here at Camp Courageous. It's an opportunity for families to come out and experience what Camp Courageous is all about. It'll be starting out at 9 o'clock in the morning. It'll be going into the afternoon. A great opportunity to experience all the activities that Camp Courageous has to offer and an opportunity to talk up front with all the staff here at Camp Courageous. Once again, that's a week from this Saturday. Programs this past week, a big thank you to Dr. Wendy Burry. She gave Camp Courageous the opportunity to give a program to the Cedar Rapids PEO group at Wendy's home. Wonderful group, and a big thank you to her. Also, a big thank you to Sandy Roberts for inviting board member Jim Fells and myself to give a program to the Palaszczuk County Historical in Montezuma. Great group and a nice to visit with my good friend, President Junior Sharp there and a lot of other people. This coming Thursday, we have our friends from New Leader in Cedar Rapids coming out and spending a day volunteering here at Camp Courageous. They were the group that supplied the camp with a new electric car charger a few years ago. We have visitors from all across the country. that have their vehicle charged here at Camp Courageous. It's the only fast charger in Jones County. Camp Salma Breakfast is right around the corner. You want to mark your calendars for Sunday, April 28th. It will be serving from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Adults are $10. Children 12 and under are $5. You can enjoy live oldies music from the East Side Big Band in the Steel Barn. There'll be laser tag going, train rides, pet animals, $10 rides on the zip line, mini golf, and so much more. And it's fresh made-to-order omelets, sausage, toast, milk, juice, and coffee in the main lodge. So we'll look forward to seeing you on the 28th, a Sunday, Camp Courageous for the open house and breakfast. The Manchester Garage Sale continues to go strong. They're located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to the volunteers and all those people that make that event such a huge success. Camp's need of the week are air freshener inserts, and you can get more information on that on our website, and also AA batteries. We've had several people this past week pass away with their memorials going to Camp Courageous. That includes Jardine Rusk from Grundy Center, Iowa. We thank her family and friends. Ruth Hess from Marion, longtime supporter of the camp. And lastly, Delbert Jackson from Bell. Delbert Jackson, my relationship goes back over 50 years. He passed at the age of 91, a great supporter of the camp. He was a major supporter to our new zip line in memory of his wife. Just a wonderful person. Our sympathy goes out to his family and friends there in Bellevue and throughout the states. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.